Oh. It's rare for someone like you to summon me nowadays. Usually, those that worship me are too fearful. It's been so long since I've been able to show my kindness to someone, especially to a worshiper as cute as you. Please, allow me to spoil you. Let me nurture you, to reward you for being such a nice and good devotee to me, as you have been. Now, come here. There must be reasons why you tried to summon me today. Come here. Lay your head on my lap. I will calm you down. Ease your nerves and muscles. Relax you. Bring you a state of comfort you've never even imagined of existing. Now close both your eyes and give yourself to me. Not just your mind and soul, but trust the entirety of your body to me. Good boy. Just surrender yourself to me. Give into sincerity your entire senses, your full body. Everything is okay. You don't need to think anymore. Just fall into my warmth. Feel free, as if you're floating in an ocean without waves. Drowning in the feelings of my affection. Just as you love me, I love you. And I will reward every second of your devotion. Just give into it all, deep into your faith, and become in a state of pure peace and tranquility. All you need to do is to focus in my hand. How they feel against your head, the warmth of your cheeks on my lap, our senses intertwining with each other in pure harmony. Just relax, my dear worshipper, and feel calm, and give your full body, soul, and energy to me.
Mm-hmm.
My form. Attractive? There's no need to be shy or lie to me. My adorable devotee. I can sense and feel everything you do. I understand this desire, this lust I feel. This lust you feel. You have given your all to me, and I promise a reward. I gave my word that I will take care of you. You have given your all to me, and I promised a reward. I gave you my word that I would take care of you, and truly and thoroughly please you. Surely you won't deny your God, the one you worship, to help you. Allow me to sate your desires. I cannot expect my beloved devotee to give your full heart to me if you're holding back such strong distractions and desires deep within yourself. Lay yourself down once again and let me fulfill every desire you might have. Fulfill desires you might not even know you have. Now, I want you to keep your eyes open. I want your eyes to take in every bit of perfection of your God. Admire the softness of my bare skin, which is only rivaled by the plushness of the fur of my lush tail. I believe you humans would call this a foxtail. You may take in every ounce of my body. Have your eyes feast upon my perfect figure. Your body doesn't lie about its desires. I can clearly see the effects of seeing my nude body upon you. Whether your eyes roam to the front of my body, taking in its softness and smoothness of every part of it, or staring at the plumpness of my behind, slightly hidden from the plushness of my tail, I can feel the heat rising within you. Now, show me how much you desire me, how much you love me. Worship me with your full body, no longer hiding your flesh underneath all these layers of fabric. Let me release you from these garments and finally and truly take care of my lovely boy. Hmm. Very good. Now, keep your eyes open. Focus all of your senses as you surrender yourself fully to me. I will take care of you. All of you. Starting over here. Letting out all your pressure, anxiety, and built up, pent up feelings. You need not hold back anything. Make any noise you feel the urge to make. Whenever you feel the heat rising and the liquids beginning to leave your body, do not resist. I want you to fully release yourself. You have my permission to release on the palm of my soft hands and with the level of devotion you have decided to give me. And your desire hasn't been sated after staining my hands with your lust. I may even let you mark my insides. But for now, lay back, relax, remain calm, and let all of your love flow out. You don't need to stress. Leave everything to the one you worship. I can already tell you're starting to feel it building up. I can see your eyes wandering all over my body, my hips, my curves, my front and my back, and every single part of my perfect body. I feel your desire to touch it. Grab it. I can feel your love pulsing. You must be getting closer. Closer. You may stain my hands with your sins and give yourself to me. I will allow your seed to drench the palm of my hand. So, be a good boy now. And let it... So, be a good boy now. And let it all out. For your God. There you go. Such a good boy. I can feel you still have some pent-up aggression in you. I can taste the fertility in all this. But it seems this wasn't enough to fully quench your lust. I can still feel you have some hidden away there. And it also seems like your member hasn't calmed down in the slightest. Maybe it was my gesture of licking off some of the seed you got all over my hands. Seems to have turned you on again. We can't have that now, can we? If you're to worship me, I need your full heart into your devotion. I guess I'll have to spoil you with my perfection. You should consider yourself lucky, human. Today, you'll be able to paint the insides of a god with your own seed. Stay laid down and try not to lose your fragile consciousness as I let myself down onto you. My divine flesh has caused others to go mad with desire, so hopefully you can hang on even when my soft flesh walls devour the entirety of your sin. You ready, devotee? Now, try to stay focused. Use your eyes to follow my body as I'll move up and down. And no touching. Or you can hold my hips if you want to. But be gentle. Ready? Here's your reward for all your dedication and all your love and affection. Now, give your everything to me, your full body, mind, and soul, and all your aggression, anxiety, lust, everything. Ready for this? How's that feel? You're still conscious, right? Good. I'm gonna begin moving. And I want to see how long you can last while being inside of a god. And feel free to let out any noises, moans, grunts that you desire. I want you to hold absolutely nothing back. Give me your everything. If anything, everything. Give it your all to your God. There you go. Do you feel the warmth of my insides wrapping around you? Putting pressure on all sides, filling you up with a feeling you've never had before. Pure tranquility. The warmth, the texture, the pressure. Focus on every single aspect. Devotee, give me your everything. As your eyes feast upon my perfect divine form. There you go. You have a surprisingly strong will. That's good. Most people would have lost their consciousness by now. You ready for me to speed up? Do you feel that? You seem to be enjoying it. Good. Because I want you to feel in pure utopia. You're hitting all the spots. I must feel amazing, right? I can feel exactly what you're feeling. Your desires getting fulfilled, and you slowly, slowly creeping closer to your climax. Come on, devotee, my lovely worshiper, my adorable boy. Paint my walls for me. Fill me up. And let go of all of your desires as they get fulfilled. Yeah, just like that. I can feel you getting closer. Let it all out. Let it all out. Every single drop. Come on. There you go. Yes. My adorable worshipper. I think you've lasted longer than any of my other dear worshippers. You really had a lot of pent-up desires and energy. I haven't felt that pushed in years. It's rare for me to have to use that much energy. But you deserve it. Especially for being such a devoted worshipper and follower. Sadly, though, it's my time to go. Our time's coming to an end, and your guy seems to be calming down. I can feel your stress and everything has disappeared. You fell through tranquility. But if you ever feel as though stress is affecting your faith, aggression, anxiety, depression is affecting your faith, feel free to come back to my shrine for another de-stressing prayer. As your God, I'll always be here to serve you, as you're here to serve me.